Hey y'all, welcome to Wild Confidence. I'm your host, Ainsley B, and I can't wait to share with you some amazing guests on this season of the podcast. Our goal here is to help one another find, keep, and share our wild confidence in Christ. I'm so thankful you're joining us, and if you love the episode today, I'd be so grateful if you left a review or shared it with a friend. All right, let's hop in. I can't wait to meet our guest today. Hey friends, oh my goodness, this is a solo episode. That never happens. I'm kind of nervous, I'm not going to lie, but I'm really excited to share with you some updates about the podcast, some updates about life and projects and all of the things, and some lessons that I'm learning and walking with God in. So I guess let's just jump in. There's not a bio to read. There's not an intro to have. We're just jumping right in. So as you may know, you may have heard, I am putting out a new book on July 9th called The Enneagram for Teens. I'm so beyond excited about this book because I wish I had it whenever I were younger. That's obviously, you know, my MO with books. I'm like, this is the book I wish I would have had in high school or in college, whatever. I just wish I would have had it. And pre-orders are available right now. You can go on to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, all the places. And here's why pre-orders are so important. I'm just going to tell you this from like a behind the scenes author kind of perspective. Pre-orders tell like the publisher and the Amazon and all the places the trajectory of the book's potential so they know how much to order. But also it's like really cool to have a lot of pre-orders as an author because not only do I get to give you a lot of bonus content, like we're going to have an exclusive podcast episode. I'll tell you more about that later, but I mean podcast season, but it's just really cool to be like showing the publisher, hey, this is my tribe. These are my people. These are the champions behind this message. And that's you. You are the champions behind me. I'm so thankful. And I want to champion you along the way. So that's what's happening. July 9th, the new book comes out, but you can go ahead and pre-order it now anywhere books are sold, and you can get some pre-order bonuses. If you head to enneagramwithainsleyb.com/EFT, you can get all the pre-order bonuses. That's going to look like an exclusive season of the podcast, all focused on the Enneagram by some of my absolute favorite Enneagram coaches. That looks like a Facebook community that I'll be in regularly and, you know, popping in for weekly lessons and things and giveaways, you know, all of that fun stuff. And more. So I don't want you to miss out on anything. And I would love if you would just pray over this book. If you cannot get it yet, don't worry. Or if you can't get it at all, don't worry. I just would so appreciate some type of partnership and some type of prayer over this project because books are crazy hard things to launch into the world. And I'm just so hopeful and prayerful for this one. And I pray that it bridges the gap of communication between young adult and parent. I pray that relationships grow in empathy and understanding with one another. And that is my goal for this book, The Enneagram for Teens. So that's just a little bit of an update, a housekeeping thing, a project that is coming up on the horizon. But one thing that I really want to share with y'all that I don't really know how to share with y'all because I haven't quite figured it all out yet is the importance of the secret place or the throne room when it comes to your relationship with the Lord if you want to see revival. And I don't know that culture as a whole really wants to see, actually, I know that culture as a whole doesn't really want to see revival. They don't. And I'm questioning, does the church want to see revival? And what I mean by revival is I mean this radical, spirit-filled, Holy Spirit encounter that is so undeniable that it forces you to change so much because your heart is so bent to the Lord that you can't contain it anymore. I want to see that. And if I'm honest with you, I don't know how 100%, but I'm learning. And I would love to invite you into the process of learning that and all the lessons that I'm learning. I share most of those on my email list. If you're not on my email list, you can go to my website or download any, freebie that I have and get on my email list. And that's probably where I'll share the most because I'm like, it's the most intimate, I guess, as opposed to, having all the thousands of people on the email list in my home, which I would love. I would love to have everyone in my home. And there's something I'm brainstorming, like, do I do like a monthly Bible study kind of thing? Or I don't know. I'm just brainstorming, but I want to share some of the things that I'm learning about my heart posture and revival and prayer and getting into the word and spiritual disciplines and what it means for our souls, because I really think that it matters now more than ever. I've heard so many prophetic words about being ready in the spiritual and the physical. And I don't know what that entails, but I do know that I want to be ready for anything. And I know that with readiness also comes counterattack and spiritual warfare. And the enemy does not want you to be ready. The enemy wants you to be caught off guard. But I do believe that revival is coming and is necessary, and it's amazing and awesome and exciting. But it will not come without attack and without a lot of change. So I'm really hoping I'm making sense in this, but I've noticed that my prayer life has been more important than ever. And I have finally understood this authority that I have as a child of God to access the power of the Holy Spirit and just claim it over my home, cast out, any thing that's attacking me or attacking Goldie or attacking Justin. Like, our home is holy ground and it's been anointed by the blood of Jesus. And I know that this sounds like so Christianese, but it's really out of a desperation to equip our family with the spiritual discipline and the spiritual authority that we need to fight against the enemy. I don't want to give the enemy more credit than he deserves, but I do want to paint the picture of how important it is to fight in the spiritual, like to claim the authority of what you have as a child of God. And that's the first step, right? What does it mean to be a child of God? What does it look like to be a child of God? How do I access this authority? What does my identity mean when I say that I'm a child of God? Ooh, that is a whole journey in and of itself. Let me tell you. And I think like that comes down to asking the Lord, hey, who am I to you? What do you call me? What calling do you have on my life? And for me, if you have followed me for a while, you know, I talk about the throne room. And what that looks like is really just, it's like a visual prayer, kind of. I really just close my eyes and I imagine myself in the throne room where God is, where Jesus is sitting at the right hand. And I just see what happens. And I'm like, sometimes I'm dancing. Sometimes one time I literally took a nap in the throne room. There's no rules. There's no rules when it comes to the throne room other than just being in the presence of God and quieting my mind. And that doesn't have to be, an hour long kind of thing. It can be 30 seconds, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 30 minutes. Like there's no rules. The Lord will always meet you where you are, especially if your desire is to be in his presence. He's not going to leave you out. He's not going to leave you out to dry. And I think a lot of the bad, quote unquote, bad things that happen in life are 100% the enemy. And I think we blame God for that sometimes. And we say, how could you let this happen when it's the enemy that is doing these things? And the Lord is like, listen, life following Christ, life is not easy, period. Following Christ doesn't make it any easier. It just gives you more hope and it gives you an authority and like a inheritance that life without the Lord doesn't. Basically, what I'm saying is, if me and someone else who doesn't know the Lord are experiencing the same heartache, I am going to be more resilient, most likely, because I have the hope of Christ. And I'm going to be able to see some of the beauty in it, because there's always beauty in everything, even if it's the most gut-wrenching thing ever. I'm going to be more likely to see it. And in this life, with society and culture, if there's one thing that we need more than anything, I think it's hope. I think it's joy. I think it's peace. Oh my gosh. Those are things that are so missing from culture. And I think the identity piece of culture is so in under attack right now that it's up to us as Christ followers to understand our identity in such a concrete manner that we are able to communicate that to other people who are questioning and wondering and confused. Like, it's up to us to say, hey, this is what it looks like to be a child of God, and He is inviting you in if you will accept Him. He is welcoming you into this place, into this secret place, into the throne room, if you will just walk in. He is waiting with arms wide open to love on you and accept you and hold you if you will just accept His invitation, if you will just invite Him into your life. And that comes with risk, but that doesn't come without hope and without this incredible impact. And if you haven't felt the impact of God in your life yet, I know that He is saying, I'm ready to show you. So wherever you are, you can just ask Him. And then I want you to close your eyes and just imagine yourself in the throne room and see what He does and see what He says. I think that you're going to be met with more peace. I just kind of see this picture of like water washing over whoever does this, and just a refreshing, like a refreshing of hope for your future, a refreshing of hope for your family, a refreshing of hope for your work and anything that you put your mind to, but not in a way that's like a prosperity gospel kind of way, in a way that's a growth of intimacy with the Lord, so that you have this safe place in this loving Father that is inviting you closer and closer and closer. And my goodness, whenever, you know, Goldie's upset about something, my arms just automatically fling wide open because I want to help her. I want to embrace her. I want to be there for her. I want to support her. And guess what? The God of the universe wants to do that same thing for you. So if you need a refreshing, or if you need a reintroduction to the Lord, or if it's your first time going into the throne room, I just want you to know that he's ready. He's waiting. There's a refreshing available to you. And out of that place will be the fruit of your faith. Out of the secret place, out of the throne room, out of your spiritual disciplines of getting into the Word, you will see fruit of your faith. And the other encouraging thing to think about too is like, even if you are wrestling with your faith, you can't wrestle with someone that's far away, right? You can touch foreheads and share sweat with God, and He's in it with you. He's with you. He's with you. He's with you. I went through such an intense wrestling with the Lord recently, and I believe I shared it on my email list, but it was like so intense. I honestly thought my faith will never be the same. And can I tell you, my faith is stronger than ever? Stronger than ever. But I had to do the wrestling. I had to get in it with God and be like, what is going on? And He can handle it. And He spoke to me so clearly in my journaling and within the Word of God, within His pages, because the Word is living and active and breathing, right? So anyway, all of that is what I'm learning right now. And very hopeful. I'm very excited about what God has for everyone who's listening, everyone who goes into the throne room, everyone who goes into the secret place. And as I learn more about my faith and my role as a child of God, the more I realize that we are just God's borrowed breath. He is doing such a mighty work, and we are the conduits. We are the honored souls that get to carry out some of the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That's crazy. But we're just God's borrowed breath. And eternity matters. Our souls connected to the Lord matter. And this silly stuff like, you know, changing the dishwasher or loading it the right way, changing the laundry, like, and arguing about those kinds of things, it just doesn't matter. And that's obviously like a marriage kind of not kind of matter, but like whatever offense someone offended you, it doesn't matter. Oh my gosh, that's so big. That's such a big statement, but it's true. So I want to encourage you to forgive and go into the throne room and learn the things that I'm learning. Join the email list if you want to know more about the intricacies of that. And I'm praying for you. And I would love for you to pray for me because y'all know we all need some prayers up in here. We are, the life is lifing. So I will receive prayers and I will be praying for every single person who listens to this specific episode for sure. And when it comes to the podcast for the future of Wild Confidence, I have an announcement. So this is the actual final podcast season, the finale season for now. And I say for now because I never like the idea of a finality kind of thing because who knows? Who knows if the Lord will say, hey, pick that podcast back up. But I know that after this season, season 9, I am to put it down for a little bit. And then there's going to be an exclusive podcast season for everyone who pre-orders the Enneagram for Teens. That's going to be an Enneagram only 6-episode podcast season. Then we will do a Hall of Fame kind of season where it's all the most popular episodes, because that would just be really fun, I think, to re-listen to them and relive them for a little bit. You'll probably hear from Kaylee Dickerson, Lauren Daigle, maybe Katie Bulmer in that season. So I'm excited about that. And then there will be at the end of that Hall of Fame, I think we'll have one or two new episodes to just make it finale kind of thing. And maybe it's forever, maybe not. Maybe there's a new podcast on the horizon. Who knows? I'll let the Lord decide that and then tell me whatever he decides. But you know, outside of the podcast, there's still free resources on my website. There's still online courses. All of that can be accessed at ainsleybritton.com. Enneagram content can be accessed at enneagramwithab.com. And catch me on Instagram at AinsleyB. I'm here for you. I would love to pray for you. I would love for you to pray for me and grow together and learn more about the Lord, learn more about our identity in Him and the wild confidence that comes from discovering that. I will see y'all soon. Next week, you will hear from an incredible guest. So buckle up, get ready. And that is going to be the finale to this season 9 of Wild Confidence. Talk to y'all later. Love you so much. Thank you so much for spending time with us today and hanging out here on Wild Confidence. I hope that you feel encouraged and ready to tackle the day, feeling even more confident than you did before you started listening. I'd be so thankful if you left a review or shared this episode with a friend, and I'll see you soon. Oh, don't forget, let's connect on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @AinsleyB, and I hope to meet you there.